skill. Talking about flying isn't. Talking about flying isn't. Everyone can talk about flying, but only flying is flying. And most people who talk about flying are giving lip service to flying. It takes real skill to fly. Bummer, eh? Most every course, workshop, book, workbook, even one-on-one coaching, consulting, leave you with no skills. They teach you knowledge. About. Information. Having an idea about how to do something, maybe some even do it for you, but guess what? Next time you need to do something, or something changes, you are SHT out of luck, you have to hire them again. My goal has always been to leave you with all the power, and having the skill to do what you need to do is having all the power. Now, if you look at courses, you'll also find that what they teach is, based on some theory, based on some opinion, but it simply doesn't work in real life. Even though it looks fantastic in their presentation, in their videos. Other solutions are so specifically based on their unique skill set or their unique personality or their unique education, even in 100 years you would not be able to apply what they teach. Yet other people, companies do about 50% of what there is to do, 50% of what there is to teach, but not further. Often because they haven't gotten that far themselves. When you look at the person or the leaders of their programs, you can see, they are masterful at the technology and it only takes them so far. Leaders die of cancer, get divorced, their kids hate them, or are poor as dirt. Honestly, healthcare is a good example for this, so is Landmark Education, my alma mater. I am lucky in a way, I studied architecture in Hungary, and learned how to teach skills, capacities, and take a wriggling newbie all the way to being an actual architect. If you didn't remember something you could look it up, but you're armed with the skills of the trade. So when I embarked on my personal transformation from an unhappy recovering victim to a person who wants to live in lives powerfully, that is what I expected from every source of training and teaching, and of course that is not what I found. Literally none of the courses, programs, workshops bothered to teach skills. And hell, without skills you're a fish out of water. One example, the Kabbalah Center. Because I didn't live in a city with a Kabbalah Center, I was assigned a communicator whose main job was to keep you in the fold, and sell you the programs and ask you to donate money to the center. It is not an accident that the owners of the center are millionaires. You know? Because I am like a sponge, because it is a pleasure to teach me, I say, Lowell, my communicator who I honored by calling her my Kabbalah teacher, Savon, had a weekly appointment with me, an hour at a time minimum. She was an employee of the center. It just so happened that most of our appointments were the same day that her center got a visit from one of the Bergs, so she had new teaching, that she herself barely understood. One of those was that you can connect to the Creator. That the Creator is always there, right behind you, and like an electric socket, you can plug into it. Yeah? I asked, and plugged in. I just found my secret weapon. Source. From that point on I could muscle test correctly, even though the teachers of the muscle testing technique couldn't. I could connect, even though the teachers of the idea, the Kabbalah Center staff and donors could not. What I am trying to say here, once you have some skills, it is a whole lot easier to add more, even without being taught that specific skill. By 2005-ish I had enough capacities and skills that the simple idea that source is like a wall socket for me to plug into made it possible for me to connect. Without any training. This is the same for everyone, but the biggest missing is the base skills. If you have no developed skills, which is the case for 99% of my site's visitors, we'll work on developing those skills, so we can build on them. And add advanced skills. Every single course I offer, every workshop is about building skills, building capacities for a life worth living, a life you can live powerfully. Because without skills you'll be like many people I know. Arrogant because you can use big words, but miserable. And the worst thing about being miserable and arrogant is that you have to hide your misery. Isn't it? The reason I can write articles that give it all away, I can do podcasts, and office hours where I answer every question is because in an article you can teach a skill, or not really. The most important ingredient in skill building is the feedback loop. To see if what you are doing is producing the result you hoped for. What the skill is supposed to produce or not. So I can even deliver the content of all my courses, the things you need to know, and yet, your head will burst of newfound knowledge, but unless you have the skills that are necessary to plug yourself in like I did back in 2005, you won't get to the result possible with that knowledge. This is why I recommend that you do my live courses. You need lots of feedback. Do the experimentation, attempting to use the skill, and slowly but surely bring your level up to acceptable, good, excellent through feedback. My most profoundly life-altering course yet is going to be the Integrity Workshop. The price will go up again in 2 days. So if you want to catch it at the current price, you better run to the payment page. In this course I will teach everything in the kitchen sink. Get into the live Integrity Workshop early. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/integrity. Early birds also get to choose a gift, up to the price of the first month. Hey, I really want you to be in the workshop. So this is a bribe.